This is VOA News, the Rhode Island Health App. A fire that severely damaged South Africa's 130-year-old Parliament building complex reignited Monday. That's according to officials. The fire in Cape Town initially happened Sunday, damaging the historic building's Parliament chamber. Police say a man has been charged with starting the fire, which started early morning local time Sunday. The fire reportedly began in an older part of the complex that was wood-paneled. Some of the country's most noted artifacts were reportedly on display in the building. More firefighters had left the scene. Most firefighters, rather, had left the scene, but they were rushed back once the fire began burning again Monday. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro was hospitalized Monday with an intestinal blockage and may need to undergo surgery in the latest complication from a 2018 stabbing. Bolsonaro said he started feeling unwell Sunday afternoon after lunch, and doctors had inserted a nasogastric tube. Medical officials described his condition as stable and improving. Former U.S. President Donald Trump endorsed Hungary's Viktor Orban on Monday. The right-wing prime minister is seeking re-election. In power since 2010, Orban is often at odds with other Western leaders. He's preparing for parliamentary elections in April or May. Unlike Trump, U.S. President Joe Biden has kept Orban at arm's length. At Biden's virtual summit for democracy last month, Hungary was the only European Union member state, that was not extended an invitation. We have more international headlines for you on voanews.com. This is VOA News. The nation's capital is under a blanket of snow and largely shut down. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Several inches fell, closing federal offices and schools, many virus testing sites, and grounding more flights, including one by Marine One, which forced President Biden to make a slow vehicle slog from Maryland's Joint Base Andrews to the White House. The Senate did hold a brief session, and Vermont's Patrick Leahy mocked Washington's famous inability to deal with the snow. In states like his,
we usually go out and clear the roads.
D.C.'s mayor declared a snow emergency and urged residents to stay off the roads and let crews work. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Looking at U.S. politics, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the Senate will vote on a filibuster rules changes to advance stalled voting rights legislation. Schumer says in a letter to colleagues that the Senate must evolve. Pointing to the January 6th attack on the Capitol, he says the rules changes are needed to protect democracy. Schumer says the Senate will debate and consider the rules changes by January 17th on or before Martin Luther King Jr. Day. In the 50-50 Senate, Democrats are trying to overcome the 60-vote threshold needed to turn back a Republican filibuster blocking their elections law package. A U.S. judge said on Monday that a jury could issue a verdict on 8 of 11 counts against Theranos founder Elizabeth Holmes. She is accused of fraud connected with the blood testing startup. The U.S. district judge made the remarks after jurors said they were unable to reach unanimity on 3 of the 11 counts faced by Holmes. Prosecutors said Holmes swindled private investors by convincing them that Theranos small machines could run a range of tests with a few drops of blood from a finger prick. She's also charged with defrauding patients. Monday was day 7 of jury deliberations. The U.S. state of New York's attorney general recently issued subpoenas to former President Donald Trump and his two eldest children. The subpoenas are in connection with an ongoing civil investigation into the family's business practices. Former President Trump has sued, attempting to end the probe, which he says is politically motivated. The Attorney General's office said in a court filing Monday that it is seeking testimony and documents from the former president, Donald Trump Jr., and Ivanka Trump. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.